September 7th, interviewing Andy Shalal. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter. Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter. Beat. Banter.
Join us every Thursday at 1 on
CNBC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Hey, I'm Andy from the Astros, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning to non-performative men like Luke Berry of The Grove. And welcome to another episode of
Banter
on CFRC Radio.
Guys, this is a very special episode because guess what? We are back in the studio. And you don't want to know what sound that was.
Yeah.
Yes, me and Sarah are back. We're gonna be back in Kingston for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which is spooky ooky, but like we're here.
We're here for you. You millennial listeners.
Exactly. We're only here for the millennials.
We're here for millennial listeners, Tyler Galley and Luke Berry.
Exactly, and that's it.
And that's it. So if you're not one of those groups of people, if you don't identify with one of those groups of people,
you can leave. Like, honestly, like, turn it off. Like, we won't even be that mad.
It's gonna be okay.
We're gonna be a little mad, but, like, not really.
Yeah. So, we just have another miscellaneous episode. We'll get back to themes in the school year.
But yeah.
For now, this is what you get, so don't complain. I'm gonna go first. So, I'm gonna play a few new songs. So, obviously, we all love Dijon. Shout out. Mustard.
Oh, girl. And we're off to a rocking start.
I'm going to play one of me and Aiden's favorite tracks from the new album, Baby! Exclamation mark.
Yes.
Mark. And then also Trinidad by Geese, new single. Shout out Kenny Beats. Don't know why you on here, but he on all of that. Like, okay. And Aiden found out something crazy about the single today.
Yeah, JPEG Mafia vocals on the single. Like, what is happening?
I like can't hear them.
I've
listened to them a bunch of times. I can't. Is he saying there's a bomb in my car?
I guess so. I guess maybe he's like backup.
Yeah.
Or something.
It must be super buried because I truly can't hear it. But I really like this track, especially like I think if you don't like Taxes, this is maybe more like 2-1-2-2 or whatever like
don't
that.
Don't like the song Taxes.
Yeah.
No one likes Taxes.
Yeah.
Except me. Let's play the damn song.
Touch your belly, but I'm in the interim. So I'll love you until I'm okay. Baby, waiting for you, baby. Baby, went to chair with your mother in the doctor came. Shit, the doctor came. Well, I said, hey.
you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
You just listened to Baby by Dijon and Trinidad by Geese on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
They wrote that song about me because I'm just a little baby. Like, I'm just 4 years old. Like, I'm just like, I'm just a little baby. No, actually, like, Dijon, are you going to go to the concert?
Well, Luke Berry from The Grove is going. If I can maybe get a regular sale ticket, I'll be going. But, and the Tyler Galley is going.
The Tyler Galley, the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only Tyler Galley is going.
So we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But regardless, this album is so good. I would love to see it live. Higher is another like really great track.
So good.
But the whole album is just so good.
So good.
I was listening to this album on repeat, driving across Canada.
Yeah, Sarah Joe from Vancouver to Toronto.
Yeah, not and just like slipping that in like a little play late.
Yeah, that's a crazy drive. That's a crazy drive.
But lots of Trinidad, lots of Dijon.
Exactly.
And when I wasn't on Aux, a lot of the Glee soundtrack in Hamilton.
Yeah. So a lot of different genres.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm exploring.
I'll introduce my next two songs, which are going to be Bounce It on the Flow by Khadija Al Hanafi, which is an artist that Luke Berry actually introduced me to. We're trying to get our Luke Berry counter as high as possible.
Yeah, Luke Berry.
Exactly. And I'm going to be playing probably one of my favorite songs of the year so far, Louis V Sandals by by SD Kid, Fake Mink, and Rico Ace. It's so good, actually, so check it out.
Play 'em.
Yeah, these supermodel fans. Okay. Drop a pack up to a man and then I go all hands. Mine's like a mink, hump mink. Catch him ducking in the fire. Put my chain under the sink. Kiss him ducking in the fur. Blue pinks on the brick. Hit the top and make the squirt. Plus sneak under the bottles like a dagger in the dirt. She fuck with my rap, it's sounding very different. Swallowing these tops, big belly with it. Fuck with her family, she already with it. Stepping in the leaves, got down, Billy Kelly with it.
Louis V. Sandals. Crazy, how is that scandalous? Yeah, these supermodel fans. Drop the pack up to a man and then I go all hands with her. Louis V. Sandals. Crazy, how is that scandalous? Yeah, these supermodel fans. Drop the pack up to a man and then I go all hands with her.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit kingstonhumanesociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
You just listened to Bounce It on the Flow by Khadija Al-Hanafi and LV Sandals by SD Kid, Fake Mink, and Rico Ace. Bruh. On CFRC.
Banger!
Banger!
No, like, literally banger.
Literally bounce it on the floor.
It was so good. And I'm turning around to Fake Mink. I really like, I think we've played it on the show, but the Echo 2K Fake Mink Mecha Talk song.
We didn't play it on the show.
Oh, but Maka. Yeah, that song's so good. Mm-hmm. And that song made me be okay with listening to Fake Mink.
Yeah. This song is what made me be okay with listening to Fake Mink.
Yeah.
Because I've been like in my head, like in the like Louis V. Sandals, crazy. Scandalous. Yeah, these supermodel B fans. I don't pack up to them, man. And then I got whole hands with it. Like,
yeah, and it's a banger. I love them both.
Yeah.
So I'll be playing my next two songs. Sorry, we've been kind of not having a good flow.
Yeah, the feng shui is kind of messed up.
It's okay. I'll try to keep these two chill, so you can have a little bit. Mm-hmm. Two new Canadian songs that came out recently from artists that we have both interviewed, which is crazy.
Double feature.
So Hands 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 by Rachel Bobbitt. Ugh. From her new album. So cool. I saw that she was doing like a performance of this album, and it was probably, I think it was like Bellwoods Park in Toronto, and she just like had a bunch of people and you could go.
Oh,
and she
really
brought like coffee and performed it with Justin Durr. I think there's a few people I know who went there.
Whoa, but that seems
so cool. Like, she just has really beautiful things like that. So beautiful.
Love her.
And then new Georgia Harmer album. So happy this is out. There's a few singles that I think we got to hear live when she played in Kingston. Like Can We Be Still is a good one. This is Eye of the Storm. So yeah, check them out. Play them.
Staring into me now.
Weekly Writing Spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, and maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
You just listened to Hands, Hands, Hands by Rachel Bobbitt and Eye of the Storm by Georgia Harmer on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers. I really like Hands, Hands, Hands.
No, it's one of my favorite Rachel Bobbitt songs now.
Yeah, I really, really like it. I think this is going to be... It's such a good... Like, even the other single that was out before, like Deer on the Highway, which we did play... Like I like this one more. Like whatever. But they're all gas.
They're all gas.
Yes.
She was like so fun to like interview too.
Yeah. And Georgia Harmer.
And Georgia Harmer was so fun too, because we did that one in person.
Yeah. I really want to get back into doing more in person. And so hopefully Fake Mink, come to Kingston.
Hey, Fake Mink, Louis V. Sandus. Crazy. Scandalous. That's how he sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do that in K-Town. Come on.
Literally. He would not touch this city with a 10-foot pole. And honestly, that's fine. Like, I wouldn't
like
touch
Air Canada,
with a 10-foot pole.
Like, redirect his flight, please. Like,
oh, right. And we stand in solidarity with the Air Canada.
Yeah, we're both on our knees right now standing in solidarity with
the Air flight Canada attendants, workers. Bro. Oh, my God. They overworked, underpaid. Anyway, let's move on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be playing my next two Canadians as well, which are going to be All Cylinders by Eve Jarvis. This album is crazy. I just found it literally last week and I was like, what the hell? Like, how did I not know this man was Canadian? And then I'm also gonna be playing Hearts Working Overtime by Born at Midnight, which is they're in the band that Marcy's in. What is that?
Tops.
They're in Tops.
Tops, which also, I don't know if you mentioned this before, top song in Eddington. First 2 minutes, bar scene, spoiler.
Literally. I feel alive.
Okay, well, let's cut it. Yeah.
Right. Let's let the, who sings that again? Let's
top,
keep it
that
way.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. All right, let's play them.
Spreading good tidings. Women in STEM. Are you interested in joining a group that advocates for lifting up women and other underrepresented groups in STEM? Well then, WISE is the place to be. Women in Science and Engineering at Queen's University is a group of passionate women creating welcoming and inclusive spaces for future engineers, scientists, and leaders. When you join WISE, you'll have the opportunity to learn from experienced pros in the field, grow your network, and be a source of inspiration for the young women in the Kingston community. Follow our Instagram at Queen's WISE or visit our website www.queenswise.ca to learn more.
Oh my god, Aiden.
Let me re-intro the song before you play my face like this. Like, literally.
Oh my god, Aiden.
You just listened to All Cylinders by Eve Jarvis and Hearts Working Overtime by Born at Midnight on CFRC Radio.
A banger.
Don't play with me like that.
I'm so sorry. Like, no, I think
now
you
the
just
room
like,
stank.
Yeah, but I think you're getting gassy.
Girl, this is where the show has fallen. Okay, which two members of Tops is in Heart?
It's the guitarist and one of the songwriters and producers. Their names are Emery Sanford and David Carrier.
Yeah. So good.
So good. I didn't know. This has been a duo since 2018, so like they've been doing it for a while.
I just found this song, though, recently. I think this one came out recently. It's a single.
Okay, it was beautiful. Yeah, I'm so glad I know about this now. I didn't know about it before.
Well,
I only knew about Marcy and... Who's the other member?
It's so funny, too, because I found Marcy, too, like, just on Bandcamp, and I was like, wait, she's also in Tops.
Oh, Jane Penny, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they all make, like, banger. I don't know if they're still...
together?
I don't know if these two members are still in the band, because when you look up Tops band members, like, they're not on, but one of them is just a songwriter, and the other's probably maybe a guitarist, like, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But banger, so glad to know that.
Two bangers. Okay, so what are your last
two songs? So... Now we switch the vibe up a little bit. So Girl, what number is that? I don't know. I'm not
15
good at
math.
Million. 15 million by Tor.
15 million easy by Tor.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not good at like that math thing. Like not my program, not my circus, not my monkey.
Girl, that is your program. You're in engineering.
Okay. And right. Then I'll also be playing Life and Time by Luca Lozano and DJ Steve that I found this album that this is on a little bit ago. I think from like my reels low key, but I've been really enjoying it. And this is my favorite song from that. So play them.
Play them.
Get in my grip psycho so hard. Beat in my pocket, out my guard. Sick of fantasy seeing stars. Bleeding out of my bass guitar. Micromanage it, make it pop. 15 million more in style. Living at 5 to 5 o'clock. I don't wanna make no time to stop. Get in my grip psycho so hard. Beat in my pocket, out my guard. Sick of fantasy seeing stars. Bleeding out of my bass guitar. Micromanage it, make it pop. 15 million more in style. Living at 5 to 5 o'clock. I don't wanna make no time to stop. Get in my grip psycho so hard. Beat in my pocket, out my guard. Sick of fantasy seeing stars.
Listen to 15 Million Easy by Tor and Life and Time by Luca Lozano and DJ Steve on CFRC.
Who is Steve? Banger. Who is Steve?
I don't know.
Minecraft?
Yeah.
Jack Black? That Tor song is Tor. That Tor song, Tor.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm talking about in it. Like,
I'm talking. Hey, I'm talking about in it. Like, I love the way that they, like, I feel like they're good at, like, blending those textures together.
Yeah,
like,
I
feel
it's like, so good. I like, have been listening to it when I want to, like, I want to get a little Jane and I want to be a little chill.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so perfect. It doesn't make me anxious.
Exactly. I'm like, Jane. I hear that, my heart literally, stutters a little bit.
I hear, like, Danny Brown doing that same damn verse again. I'm like, let me hear this one.
Right. And then Life and Time bangs as well. Mm-hmm. Good, just like fun music. Like, it's like it's like fun, like, it's like trash club. I don't know how to describe it.
I like it a lot. I think I'll play more of the album, like, mm-hmm. on the show, but it's really good and I enjoy it.
Yeah. What else is there to say? I'll play my next song, which I think we can only do one more because we're running out of time this episode, which is unfortunate, but it's a banger, so it's not really that mm-hmm. unfortunate. It's the song He Needs Me by Shelley Duvall from the hit movie Popeye, 1980.
So good. We'll talk about it after, but so
I haven't seen the movie yet.
I have, so we'll discuss.
We'll debrief.
And it's so good.
All right, listen to Shelley. Play him.
Before, because they but he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me.
He needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me.
On CFRC.
Movie was actually crazy.
Okay, I need to watch it. So no spoilers, but like tell me what the vibes are of the movie.
Like cocaine was raining down on this set.
So it's Robin Williams, it's Shelley Duvall. It's Robert Altman, who's the director, who like also like this is so weird for him. Like I kind of had a character for him.
Yeah,
for
and like they're well, obviously like the Popeye story is like known, but like I forgot that Olive Oil calls Popeye Mama. Like,
oh yeah,
the whole movie.
Yeah,
it's so good. Also, like it, I haven't really seen a lot of like movies with him in it.
Was Robin Williams?
Yeah. I don't think I've seen a lot of his
really?
Big ones. This might have been the first that I've like actually like noticed. I watched it in the past year. It's
have you seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, but it's been a while. This is the first, like, I really remember it. And because I watched it recently. But it's so good. It's so campy. The set is crazy. Like, they built this whole town.
Really?
Don't quote me on that.
Oh. You just be saying stuff, bro.
I'm, like 35% sure they built this whole town for this movie. Because it's crazy. Like, it's, like, this crazy shipwreck town. Like, everything. But it's so good. It's so worth watching.
I would watch it again. Oh, would you watch it with me?
I would watch it again. Anything for you, baby.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll do it. It's definitely next up on my list, and I'm just hyped to see like. Oh, I the only thing I know from the movie is Robin Williams at some point in the movie goes, "I'm Popeye at your cervix," something like that. Like, why did you say that?
Like, he actually talks like my French Canadian grandpa, like stumbling on his words the whole time. Like, I needed the subtitles.
No, yeah.
And I just like aim to be Shelley Duvall at all points with her big shoes. She looks so good.
He needs me, he needs me. He needs me, he needs me. He needs me, he needs me. Da 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 na 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 na.
Like she possessed me in my body.
Like,
and the anger that possessed my body was like a demon. Yeah, I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. We're so happy to be back.
Yeah, I hope it sounds better for you. I'm sorry you don't get the Discord sounds anymore. Maybe we're going to make a little board.
Yeah, we'll make a soundboard.
And we're going to add all the Discord sounds on it. So it's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the like awful quality of recording Discord. Through Discord.
Through Discord in your Vancouver basement apartment. Like, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I came back just for this and just for Aiden and just for Luke Berry and just for Tyler Galley, and that's all I'm really like.
And just for Jesse too.
Oh, and everything
and
is for Jesse.
Pull up, you know what, Chance,
yeah,
pull up.
Everything is for Jesse. Jesse is my fairy godmother, and I want nothing more than to be here for him.
Right. And that's on period.
And that's on period. And that's all we have for you today.
And that's on Beat Banter. The only show.
The only show. Bye.
Bye.
Beat Banter.
Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd numbered houses water on odd days, even numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com.